Phil Corbett is the host and producer of a new podcast taking place right here in the Sierra Nevada. It's called The Wind, and it's an exploration of language and music, particularly during a time of social isolation. And Phil joins me now. Phil, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
First, just tell me a little bit about the show. What started you on this path? What's the show about?
So I made a podcast called Van Sounds for about 6.5 years, and I just started seeing music journalism and seeing the practice of listening in a new way, and wanted to start a podcast that kind of reflected this new experience of listening. And late 2019, I started the process of creating this new show called The Wind. And it just so happened that, you know, 2 months later, the pandemic hit, and here we are.
Well, speaking of the pandemic, I guess how much did the pandemic change your approach? How did it change the direction of the show? Did the pandemic have much of an impact at all?
So basically, the genesis of the show was I had moved up to the mountains off of Mount Rose Highway in February last year. And in the end of February, I started hiking up into the woods, and I found a handsaw up there. And so I used that to cut like a downed lodgepole pine into a desk. And I just set up a desk out in the woods. And my thought was, you know, I've been making a podcast in a studio for my whole life. It would be really cool to, you know, have this kind of outdoor studio, especially on a podcast about listening. It made sense to be out where I could hear the world. And then when the pandemic did hit, about a month later, I was already completely set up for social distancing. It made my choice to record out in the woods less of a novelty and honestly more of a necessity.
I guess I'm curious, you know, it's an interesting approach for a podcast to focus on listening. When you think of podcasting, it's this idea of broadcasting, you're speaking, you're talking to someone. But this sort of flips that idea on its head and you're focusing on listening. I guess, what have you learned about listening through this project?
Yeah, that's a really interesting observation. I mean, it's like the difference between inhaling and exhaling, and they're both very interconnected. I think I learned just like an unexplainable amount about listening over the last year, because I would start most days of work out in the woods, and I still do, by doing a deep listening exercise, where basically I'll just, you know, sit in one spot and just listen for 20 minutes and try to hear everything from the airplanes to the creek to the way the wind is blowing through the trees to the way the birds sound. And just doing that over and over, you start to notice just so many differences and variations in what birds are singing when and what trees are making which sounds during which part of which season.
One interesting aspect of this project is how you merge storytelling and music together in this sort of new way. I'm thinking of one clip where you're drinking from a fountain, and that leads into this discussion on a piece of music.
Yeah, so that clip is from an episode called Time Flies that was submitted by a contributor, Eleanor Tulloch. And I wrote this intro that was about the desk and where the desk is situated. And I wrote about this fountain that I found out there, which is basically just an artesian well, like a rusty pipe sticking out of the ground. And so I wrote a scene where, you know, I walk over to this fountain and drink from it. And then that fades into this clip that Eleanor had included in her piece, where a Brazilian musician, Hermeto Pascoal, is gargling water while singing, and it just creates this really, really interesting sound.
I'm taking a deep, deep drink.
So I am curious. I'm always fascinated in this idea of place. How much does place sort of play into this show? Like, how ingrained is the place that you're doing this into the show?
So the podcast is very, very rooted in physical place and very rooted in the Sierra Nevada, even though I don't really cover the Sierra Nevada in the show. So instead of it being a show about the place that I'm at, it's a show that just exists here. If you listen closely, you know, you can hear like the birds and the trees in the background every now and then when I'm doing the narration, because it's taking place in the Sierra Nevada.
Well, I mean, would it be fair to say that if this show was done somewhere else, it would be a different show?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if I did this show somewhere else, it would be a very different show. And it's possible that, you know, I might in future seasons pick up the desk and move it somewhere else. But for right now, it's very rooted in this very, you know, specific lodgepole pine to stand up in the mountains.
Phil Corbett is the host and producer of The Wind, a new podcast taking place right here in the Sierra Nevada. Phil, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thanks, Noah.